Preventing phone scams. Many people do not answer the phone when they get a phone call and don't recognize the number. The caller can leave a message. If you feel that a phone caller is a scammer, hang up the phone immediately. Even if the caller asks for you by name, it might still be a scam. If you are unsure, hang up the phone. After you hang up, you might want to describe the call to someone you know and trust. Do not call a number given to you by someone you do not know, even if it is a toll-free number. It might be a scam. If you did not make the call to initiate a transaction or change information on an account, it is likely a scam. You can ask someone you know and trust for guidance. If the caller has an automated or computerized voice, otherwise known as a robocall, do not press any numbers on your phone. Responding to robocall requests may result in the spread of your phone number to get more robocalls. Usually, a robocall will not let you communicate with a person or let you remove your phone number from their list. Learn more about phone features such as call blocking and call labeling. Be careful. Some phone scammers can change the name that appears on your phone's caller ID. That is called spoofing. For example, the caller ID may display Social Security Administration. However, this could be a phone scammer from anywhere in the world. Phone scammers are able to use the internet to make phone calls from all over the world. The best way to protect yourself from unwanted calls is by using call blocking. There are different types of call blocking and call labeling technology, depending upon the type of phone you have. Learn more about what to do about unwanted calls by going to this website, www.ftc.gov/calls. We value the expertise of our partners in safety who have demonstrated their commitment to inclusive, healthy communities. Portions of this resource have been adapted from the Federal Trade Commission, www.ftc.gov. The information contained in Living Safely with Disabilities and Special Health Needs, Living Safely, is provided for educational and informational purposes only. The content contains general information and may not reflect a person's individual needs or current legal developments or information. Children's Specialized Hospital makes no guarantee, either communicated or implied, about the accuracy, application, appropriateness, or completeness of the information within Living Safely or at any other website to which it is linked. Children's Specialized Hospital specifically relinquishes all liability with respect to any person's actions, taken or not taken, based upon any or all of the information or other contents from Living Safely. This initiative was funded in part by an Inclusive Healthy Communities grant from the Division of Disability Services, New Jersey Department of Human Services.